Listeners provide essential funding for the KGOU PM News Brief and news reports available in podcast, online, and on the air. We are in our spring fundraiser. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. Construction is beginning on the Thunder's new downtown arena. State lawmakers are considering upping the legal age to marry, and details on generating nuclear energy in Oklahoma. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, March 26th. I'm Deborah Schar. Oklahoma City and team officials broke ground today on the OKC Thunder's new arena. Continental Coliseum will become the Thunder's new home in 2028. OKC Mayor David Holt says the $1 billion project is worth it.
We break ground today on what will be one of the world's great buildings. This arena will be one of one. Its beauty and magnificence will speak to the city that we wish to be, the city that we are.
Demolition work at the site near the Paycom Center began last year. The Thunder's new arena will be the only NBA facility using Coliseum in its name. Oklahoma lawmakers are advancing a bill to end child marriage in the state. Senate Bill 504 would repeal provisions allowing 16 or 17-year-olds to get married with parental permission and children under 16 to marry with a court order. Senator Warren Hamilton says it is a companion bill to a measure that raised the sexual age of consent to 18 last year.
This decision to enter into a lifelong covenant is one that is of a great magnitude and has consequences not only for the people in the marriage, but societal consequences as well.
The bill cleared the Senate unanimously and now heads to the House for consideration. Nuclear energy could one day join Oklahoma's energy landscape. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports state regulators published a report on the topic this month.
Generating nuclear energy in Oklahoma is possible, but it comes with challenges like high costs and pushback from the public. That's according to the Corporation Commission's recent feasibility study ordered by the state legislature last year. The report says advanced nuclear reactors can cost between $3 and $5 billion, significantly more than other energy sources. That cost would be passed on to ratepayers. Reactors can also obtain money from federal loans or private funding. The study found Oklahoma's energy and aerospace industry workforce could have the skills needed for nuclear generation. Still, the report noted public comments were generally disapproving of a future with nuclear energy because of potential risks to the environment and human health. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
A President Donald Trump executive order has led to some signage tweaks at the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge in southwest Oklahoma. Sarah Lisi has details.
Trump's executive order restoring truth and sanity to American history requested that the Secretary of the Interior ensure federal properties promote America's greatness. As a result, materials across the country were flagged, including a display title inside an exhibit at the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge that read, Hall of Shame. It described the systematic slaughter of the American bison. Lewis Bork is a Native American Studies professor at the University of Oklahoma.
When we start to see these types of like institutionally encoded erasures of history is when we start to see acts of violence against the people whose histories are getting removed.
Bork also says any erasure of history is significant because a better nation can't be built without a full scope of its past. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.